All right, thanks, Jim. And joined by Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, as P&Z met last night. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good. How'd the meeting go last night?
Well, they're shorter than they've been in the past, so that's a plus. And we also made several decisions, so that's good, too, keeping things moving.
Yeah.
We started with 75 Holly Hill Lane. That's an office building at the moment, and they are requesting a change of use of approximately 13,000 square feet of that office use to a daycare center. It would be Bright Horizons. It was left open. There are several questions that the commission had about the play area and the amount of tree removal. Also, they are very concerned about safety and access within the building for children. So they did ask that they review their plan with the police department, who has been working on these types of issues, generally speaking. So I think that's an excellent resource for people that are looking to do this kind of use in town. So they're going to be pursuing that. And there's a couple of engineering comments in there also that need to be addressed. So they'll be back at one of our future meetings. Then we moved same area of town over across the street to 561 West Putnam Avenue. You may know this site is where the Riverside Towing trucks like to hang out. So that's part of the issue with this property. It was approved as a motor vehicle repair station through the Zoning Board of Appeals years ago. One of the conditions, however, in that approval was that they not store vehicles outside on the property. And if you've been by the property, you see that there are quite a lot of vehicles that are there, and there had been a concern several months ago about them blocking site distance and that kind of thing. So they are now in with Planning and Zoning and with the Zoning Board of Appeals. They're with Planning and Zoning for a site plan. The use issue, however, is with the Zoning Board of Appeals. So we looked at it last night and came to the conclusion that we can't do too much with this until we hear what the Zoning Board of Appeals wants to do with the use and whether or not they are willing to change that condition to allow some of the cars to be stored outside. In that case, obviously, we will be looking at where the towing trucks will be parked and where the storage trucks will be going and what we can do for landscaping improvements. So that was left open. Then we also switched to the other side of town. There's a proposal to combine two parcels and build a single-family home. This is on 28 Windrose Way. Issue there had to do with considerable tree removal and the amount of impervious, but in the end, the commission approved that and moved it forward. Same with a previous subdivision that was approved at 11 Chateau Ridge Drive. This is the estate of Vincent Camuto's. And what they asked to do here was to change the conditions of the re-subdivision. One of the conditions was that there be stone walls constructed to delineate the easement area that was part of the required open space, and they said that's a bit onerous. Would you consider boulders instead? And further, the requirement was that they had to give the open space easement area to the Greenwich Land Trust, and that is no longer desirable, I think, on behalf of both parties, and so they asked if they could transfer that responsibility to a homeowners association, which is a common thing through town. So that was approved also. Lastly, rounding out the meeting, we had a merger of two parcels, one on Crown Lane and Meeting House Road. That was approved. And then we had a discussion item for a signage at 125 Greenwich Avenue for the Shreve Crump and Lowe store, and that was approved. It had been before the Architecture Review Committee and wasn't looked upon favorably there, but then he did a nice job presenting to the Planning and Zoning Commission the other areas where similar types of signage at the corner lot, that was the issue, have been approved in other buildings, and the commission did move that forward.
All right, and it looks like Hamilton Avenue was postponed, as well as the Oak Ridge Street.
That's right, yes, and they will be on the October 1st meeting.
Okay, did you discuss the train station at all, and when will that happen?
No, we did not do that last night, but if you're into planning and zoning meetings, you're in luck, because we've got a whole bunch of them coming up. The train station will be on September 26th. That's at 7 p.m. in the town hall meeting room. But before that, we have a meeting tomorrow night at the Performing Arts Center at the Greenwich High School. This is a workshop for the Plan of Conservation and Development. Hopefully you know that we have released the draft plan about a month ago. It is available on the town website. We also have hard copies in the office. And the idea is to hear what people have to say about the plan. I'll spend about 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, just going over the basics of what is in the plan. But really the intent of the meeting is to not say very much and to listen to what people have to say and also to listen to what each other has to say. We've been having a lot of meetings since we released it. Been extremely important and effective to just hear what great comments have come out of those meetings. But I want people to be able to hear what others have to say. So that's on the 19th at the Performing Arts Center at the high school. Then, as I said, the 26th is the train station at the town hall meeting room. And then heading into October, on October 1st, we have our next planning and zoning meeting. And that meeting we will hear 62 Mason Street, that's the moderate income housing building that we've heard a couple of times, 40 East Elm, the acupuncturist that we've heard once before, a new application at the Second Congregational Church, it's at 48 Maple Avenue, that is for a change of use on the first floor. I think it had been the Act 2 store, and they're looking to create a vocational center for handicapped people. So that'll be on the October 1st meeting.
Right, as well as Oak Ridge Street, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And what about Hamilton Avenue? When are you going to hear that again?
That is, let me just see if that meeting is on. That could be on the October 15th meeting. Let me just see where we put that one. Nope, that is on the October 1st meeting also.
That is also.
Hamilton Avenue.
All right, now, Katie, is the idea to get the POCD to the RTM for their October meeting? Because they're looking.
No, because
their agenda is packed for October.
Yes, no, in a perfect world, we would have these comments on Thursday. We would revise the plan, go to a planning and zoning meeting first, let's say early November, and then the earliest we would go to the RTM would be December.
Okay. All right, good, because they've got a lot of stuff to take care of in their October meeting from
they
some
do.
Carryovers. Yeah, so
yeah, they're quite busy. So hopefully we'll get it at December. But, you know, frankly, if we've got to make sure that it's an approvable plan and it is the state that everybody wants it to be in before we press forward. So, and we'll see how many meetings it takes with them.
All right, good, Katie. Anything else?
That's it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for a couple minutes this morning. Take care. Good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca. Jim.
Thank you, Tony. WGCH News Center time, 7:40. We've got traffic and weather together.